Hello there, and welcome to Reach for Power, where we take a closer look at the power itself and the strategies to build it. We also analyze various showstoppers, self-limiting beliefs and behaviors that might be blocking your potential. I am your host, Monika Kruk, and in this episode, we will focus yet again on personal brand building. So hello there, future brand leaders. Ready to take your personal brand up a notch from okay to impressive? Well, you are in the right place. Let's chat about boosting your self-promotional game, making it not just interesting, but also pro level. Ready to dive in? So let's start. First and foremost, discover and embrace your unique qualities. In other words, let's talk about showing off what makes you, well, you. Think of folks like Elon Musk, who mixes things up with rockets, memes, and Dogecoin. Embracing your quirks can pave the way for you to become a standout in your field. Point number two, utilize hashtags strategically. Okay, hashtags. They are your pals, not enemies. Think of them as the secret sauce to get noticed. Try popular ones like Throwback Thursday. That means post an old picture and watch your likes and comments go up. Bonus points if you poke fun at your own haircut. Point number three, diversify your content strategy. Keep things interesting by mixing up your content. Take a cue from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. He does wrestling, acts, and dishes out motivational wisdom. You don't have to be jack of all trades, but flex those content creation muscles. Point number four, build meaningful connections. In other words, networking time. Focus on real connections and giving before receiving. Oprah Winfrey didn't become a media mogul by sitting back. Attend events, join online groups, and share your wisdom or favorite cat memes with others. Point number four, apply the 80-20 rule for content sharing. Here's the rule, 80% cool, valuable stuff and 20% talking about yourself. Follow this idea of giving value before promoting yourself. It's like a friendly jab, not a pushy sales pitch. Point number six, craft a memorable bio. Your bio is like a quick introduction. Take a page from Chrissy Teigen. Keep it short and impactful. Maybe go for something like aspiring ninja if you are a fitness coach, or a caffeine wizard if you are a barista. Point number seven, engage actively with your audience. Let's talk about connecting with your audience. Be like Taylor Swift. Respond to comments, ask questions, and make your followers feel like VIPs in your own brand story. Point number eight, maintain consistency in your online presence. That is, stay consistent without being too pushy. Imagine your favorite place opening regularly, and this is exactly what you want. So be like McDonald's, always there, not too much, not too little. In the quest to build a personal brand, think of it like making a perfect sandwich. Blend in some humor, show off your quirks, and watch your personal brand reach some impressive heights. Okay, why is it worth it, you ask? Cultivating a robust personal image can actually offer numerous advantages, both in personal and professional spheres. Here are some key benefits. First of all, it allows you to establish yourself as an authority in your field, which in turn builds credibility. When perceived as knowledgeable and reliable, others are more likely to trust your expertise and recommendations. Furthermore, it helps to unlock pathways to fresh career prospects and collaborations. A well-defined persona attracts attention, increasing visibility to potential employers, clients, or collaborators who resonate with your values and expertise. Additionally, it also facilitates meaningful connections and expands your network. A strong personal image makes you more memorable, leading to increased networking opportunities and connections with like-minded individuals in your industry and beyond. It also positions you as a thought leader and enhances your overall career growth. Employers and decision makers are more likely to acknowledge and appreciate your skills, potentially accelerating your career progression. It might also help to amplify your ability to inspire and influence others. A strong personal brand allows you to share your ideas and values with a broader audience, fostering a community that looks up to you for guidance and inspiration. Additionally, strong personal brand might improve your ability to convey your value proposition. A well-crafted persona helps you to articulate your unique selling points, making it easier to communicate your strengths and contributions. Interestingly, it might also provide safety net in uncertain times and can foster entrepreneurial success. A robust personal image can be a lifeline during job uncertainties, and for entrepreneurs, it helps to build a loyal customer base and distinguish your business from competitors. Additionally, if your personal brand is strong and reliable, it encourages continuous self-improvement and development. The process of developing a personal brand often involves self-reflection and improvement efforts, contributing to ongoing personal and professional growth. Last but definitely not least, it boosts your visibility in the online realm. A strong persona ensures that you stand out amidst the digital noise, making it easier for others to find and connect with you on various platforms. In summary, cultivating a robust personal image can be a potent asset, fostering trust, unlocking opportunities, and propelling both personal and professional success. If you liked today's episode, please subscribe to have regular access to the newly published content. You are also welcome to check Reach for Power webpage at reachforpower.com for more materials and share your thoughts and comments through LinkedIn. Thank you for joining me today, and keep on reaching for power.